Blog Talk Radio.
Found a beer? 7 o'clock in the morning. Scotch?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Okay. Now, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend, and that your head is full of promise. I can attest to a yes on both fronts. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Oui, oui.
Mademoiselle, I am Jacques Custer. I explore the deep.
Actually, I'd rather be Mike Nelson.
That's right, Mike Nelson, huh? All right, tonight's closed captioning is provided, huh, by the Dingus Corporation, eh? They're the proud makers of my scuba gear and my breathing apparatus. That's right, huh? We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. And the writing for tonight's episode is provided in part Church of the bubbly bubbles that come out of my scuba gear.
You're listening to the Grenache Network, the home of the finest in radio entertainment.
I had no steps today, Cake. Cake had 6,000.
I had a few steps to the fridge for a beer. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. Although I did get my dishes done, even the broiler pan. That was something. During the week, it's clobbering time with your pal of mine, Ben J. Grimm. He's got a show scheduled for this week. Don't miss it. Don't miss. And then, it's Friday Night Possum this week. I believe we'll be off on Monday Possum next week. Programming note is my pal, Mr. Science, will be over. And, well, we're going to drink some scotch. But we'll be here Friday. Rest assured, for the All-Star Tax Day salute with cheese. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. Tell them how they can get a hold of us. Text.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, huh? Word from our sponsor, eh?
Battleship! Battleship!
Battleship, Milton Bradley's great game of strategy. It's loaded with action and suspense. Play it anytime, anywhere.
B4, hit. J1, huh, you missed. J10, Earl, you start my battleship.
Battleship. A game of strategy from Milton Bradley.
Oh, there's our first caller. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello. This is Sarah Coventry.
Hello there, Sarah Coventry. What's up?
I've just about had it.
What's the matter? Tell us.
I have just about had it.
In regards to what?
As if.
Exactly.
You didn't know. You fuck.
I'm sorry. I had no idea. It was this
thing. Ideas. Ideas. You had ideas, all right. Piece of shit.
Look, if there's anything I can do to make it up to you, rest assured that...
Make it up. Sure. Make it all up. Bastard face.
Hey, man. I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
That's it. I'm calling the police.
Doctor. out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you. Okay.
Right.
I like that Mike Nelson.
Man.
That was a good Mike Nelson.
You like my Mike Nelson? I winged it, man. I didn't.
It was very good. You hit it. But right on the nose.
You like that, huh? Huh? You like that, huh?
I've taken your pants all the way up to the middle of your stomach and you're holding in your gut and talking like Mike,
got
like,
my pop,
Mike Nelson.
Pop my collar, man.
Pop
on my
collar, yeah. Shit, yeah.
On the golf shirt? Fuck yeah, man. Man, I wish I was like Mike Nelson. What a he-man.
Oh, of course.
God, walking around buck naked, he don't care because he looks fucking great.
Man.
Mike Nelson.
Some topless chick just attacked the cars.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. One of my Facebook friends actually witnessed that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She's bouncing
he didn't
bouncing.
Get a shot. Yeah, he didn't get a shot of it, but he said it wasn't a very impressive, you know.
No?
Wasn't.
No. They had a big black thing covered, you know, one of those sensor blocks on television.
There was nothing to write home about. But, hey, God bless her, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always for chicks taking their tops off. You know me.
And she had the Goldie Hawn body paint all over, saying women's rights and all that stuff. You know, Me Too and all that.
And Cosby Guilty, I think, was on her back or something like that.
Yeah, there you go, something like that. Yeah.
Well,
who beat his ass?
God bless America. God bless Bill Cosby.
They have all the victims' names in this little piece of paper, and they covered the, you know, around the whole building or something of the courthouse. Dude, you know, they're beating the fuck out of the cars.
Right.
Well, I mean, what he did, if what he did was what he did, then what he did was rape.
That's
He's
right.
a rapist.
Yeah.
And I thought all the rapists came from Mexico. What do I know?
That's what I heard. I always heard that myself.
Apparently black guys are rapists, too. Who knew? Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
Well, yeah, ripped from today's headlines, man. You know.
What are you going to do?
All right. Shall we blow something up here?
I think we should. I really think we
okay,
should.
Okay, it's about time.
Melonhead. Melonhead.
We're burning date. How'd you guess?
Hey. All right. Keep
on
the
roll
going,
with the Melonhead Smith. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think
keep
this
the
one.
Going.
I think this one is. I think it's getting going to trending better now because this one actually, it's cohesive. It's a piece of art. More than just you know me blowing something up. Yeah. Blood on the Scarecrow. Is it? No. Not Blood on the Scarecrow. What's the name of the song? Rain on the Scarecrow.
Rain
on the Scarecrow, and then Blood on the Plow. Rain
on
the Scarecrow. Blood.
Is it Come on the Scarecrow?
No. That's the Stormy Daniels thing. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was. No. This was Melonhead Smith. Oh, and I tried to research the wacky story about his crib and stuff. I got nothing on that, man. It's probably a rumor or a trumor. I'm not sure. In fact, he's pretty clean, man. He's pretty clean, man. I couldn't get a lot of dirt on him, but hey, we're gonna blow him up anyway, huh?
Okay.
What do you think of that, huh? Huh? Blow him up, huh?
Get me.
This is Mike Nelson, blowing up Melonhead Smith.
I want it now, this minute. That's what I want, right now.
Well, you got him.
Fuck her with your stick or cock.
She has nice ass. I like a titfucker ass.
Pull the string.
If you want a wooden cross, blackbird in the barn.
Fucking
show was till now.
I know,
like,
first three or so, yeah.
T-Bone Walker and Lloyd Price and now Big Bill Brunzy. All right, well, what are you going to do, man? Go with the flow,
Big
man.
Bill, one of my favorites. One of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You said it.
Yeah. I got to put Elmore James before, but yep.
I don't know, man. I got to... I used to, I don't have all, I gave away all my cassette tapes when I moved.
Yeah.
The guy that, well, my buddy Bogey, who claims he's using them. I hope so. Anyway, that's where I had all my blues stuff. I copped it from the library on the cassettes. And now, since you got the internet, what the fuck do you need to collect music for? Movies for?
Yep,
it's all there.
Exactly.
Turn on the fucking computer thing. The computer machine already.
The computer machine. The unit, yeah.
The unit.
The inner tubes. The inner tubes.
Yeah. The internets. All right. Well, there they are. Awesome Lounge. You did.
Yeah.
Thank you all for coming. Let's get some. I can never. Why? I need to put that one in a good place because I can never fucking find it, man. Here we go. This is the one I wanted. There they are, the Possum Lounge. Fortunately, no one with a letter starting with A, or name was A, B, or C, has shown up yet.
No.
So we're going to have to start off with Dr. Cake. Luckily, she's here, because it wouldn't be a show.
Dr. Cake.
Without Dr. Cake. Thanks for coming. And she got 6,000 steps in today. Kind of jealous, because I was a big puss, man. It only got up to like 38, 40 maybe, and I was like, meh. I'm usually like, if it gets 40, I take my steps, but I don't know. I was like, it's chilly.
You crazy step people. You crazy fucking step people.
It's too chilly. That's a big puss. Hey,
we'll smile. Make up for it. Tomorrow's new goose step.
It's getting up to 70. I'm going to be up to 70 by the end of the week. I'll be stepping and fetching, boy.
Goose step with a comb under your nose like they do in Psylocke 17 or 13.
Well, thank you for coming, Dr. Cake. And there's Maggie
Dr.
C, who is illustrious and celebrated in her own right. First in love, first in peace. I don't know,
right.
Third or fourth Possum Lounge. We're not keeping count. There's no official record here. But thank you for coming, darling. Pink type now. I don't mean to share intimate secrets, but yeah, she's on to the pink.
Okay, all right, okay. Don't be liking a pink.
Uh-oh. You're thinking dirty. Look at you.
Not me.
When you look at it, when you look at this and you look at that and you look at this and you look at that, then you won't look at the thing that I'm trying to hide. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Yes.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That is the thing I'm trying to say. All right.
Clear as mud.
Continuing on. It's other people's eyes, our old pal. And he's starting his own race.
He's a head thing.
I know. You see his hair, man.
I like it, man. I like it.
He's going to be wearing a ponytail soon, man.
That's right.
You got to do like a wash it, you know, and then like just like do a Larry.
Yeah.
I think he could pull off a very authentic Larry with that hair.
Yep.
You know?
I wish I could. I got no hair.
You know,
I'm hairless.
Like, I mean, I don't know how his hair reacts. Sometimes, you know, you just air dry it and then go ride around in a convertible. You're sporting a Larry. All right. Well, thanks for coming.
I don't know it.
The best to yours, your missus, and your children.
Yes,
and
happy anniversary.
Professor. Yeah, happy anniversary. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like to see people. I like to see couples happy together. I was at a wedding thing yesterday, expo, right? You know, and I started talking about my relationship with somebody, and they're like, "Yeah, that's a great subject to talk about at a wedding expo." The lady says, "I started laughing. I'm like, well, that was a fair cop." I said, "Motherfuckers." Fault for playing what's her head, Shania Twain. It always reminds me of that bitch. Broke my heart, man. Why I ought to? Yeah, I should probably cap the bad relationship chatter when I'm at wedding later.
you tell them about Holler Monkey?
I didn't go that deep. I didn't even get into my second marriage. That's a story for another day.
Oh, yeah.
That show went well, man. It was very cool. My sign
very
worked
good.
Out well. Everybody's happy.
Cool.
You know, 4 stars, man. You gotta love having
good.
A good weekend. And then, man, and then I come home and there's number 2 son. We go out and eat and had a good lunch and dinner, whatever.
Nice.
Oh, good time, man. Good time.
He wants to get back in that will. He wants to nudge number.
Oh, yeah.
No, it is number 2 son. Oh, okay. He's in it now. Okay.
Yeah. I talked to number 1 today, so I've touched base.
Yeah. Well, he's busy.
Both.
That's his sweetheart he's going out with.
He's
still
he's
dating
busy,
her?
Man. Oh, yeah. Well, they're living it. They bought a house.
Oh.
Bought a fucking house.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Fuck marriage.
Fucking over there living in a house.
You tell him fuck marriage.
No.
Yeah.
But,
you just
know.
Grin and say, you'll see.
Good luck. I'll just say, good luck,
yeah,
man.
Good
I hope
luck.
We'll, I hope
good
cool,
luck.
Man. She's a sweet girl. I hope it's nothing but butterflies and lollipops.
And like my life.
Plenty of coitus. Plenty of coitus.
Butterflies and lollipops, I got.
Yeah. There he is from the Derek and Kay Show. Derek.
Kalish.
Is it the Derek or just Derek? I'm not sure. Because it's the Derek and Kay Show.
So
is he like
the
Donald? The Derek?
It's Kay's show. He's just the Derek.
Yeah, he's just the Derek.
I think that's how it is.
Sundays at 7. Yeah, I was chilling with,
Yeah?
My mini-me.
Chill. Mini-me.
Yeah, we had a whack of the Lafroig, man. It was very, very nice. Lafroig.
Okay.
You could catch them at Sundays. He does like the whack. Just one. We just have one.
Okay, just one.
A pair of teeth.
Not plural.
They're on Sundays at 7. Blog Talk Radio.
fun.com/Derek and Kay Show.
It's not the Derek and Kay Show on there.
Oh.
Thingy.
No, that's right.
Interesting.
Kay Show with
what do you have against the
Derek?
The V. What's wrong with the V? All right. X4USA is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, 4USA.
Ladies and gentlemen. X0. Don't forget it. Okay. I don't want anybody to mistake this for anything less.
Got that right. Hugs and kisses, USA.
Well, anyway, I didn't mean to divert attention from what's actually going on. But if you look at the blowing up of the United States, if you look over here and you look over here, and then look back over there, you're not going to see what we're doing over here, which is what we're trying to. Yeah. So don't. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
Uh-huh.
If you look over there, though, that's where
David Blaine.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Chris
the
Angel.
Possum. Oh, did I get Gumby?
Yeah, you got Gumby.
And I didn't remember the Sinister Minister or Finest. Okay, well, there they are, the Possum.
With your super host, Commodore Jack.
As the Beaver.
Darling, you left my heart in pieces on the floor. So tell me, why shouldn't I break some things of yours? I'll smash your lamp, the antique chair, that stupid thing you always wear. I'll smash a vase, the radio, those little teacups from limos, your wacky paintings on the walls. Darling, pow, I'll smash them all. Lover, it's just a game. Cupid can take the blame. I'll take the place apart, but don't worry, I won't smash your heart. I'll smash your lamp, the antique chair, that stupid thing you always wear. I'll smash a vase, the radio, those little teacups from limos, your wacky paintings on the walls. Darling, pow, I'll smash them all. Lover, it's just a game. Cupid can take the blame. I'll take the place apart, but don't worry, I won't smash your heart. Not me. Maybe some other clown, but I'm not gonna smash your heart, baby. I'm talking to Dino over here.
Yeah. Heart there.
Oh, lady. You know what I'm talking about. You know
that was really about. Frank. Yeah.
Dino Spumoni. Good stuff.
Hey, there's something going on in the Brightburg section of Philadelphia. Some kid had an AR-15. I don't know if he shot anybody or what. Yeah.
In a school?
They got a big ball.
In a school?
No. Just in the neighborhood or something.
Just run around the neighborhood with an AR-15.
They caught him with it or he actually shot it off. I don't know. I got it on mute.
Yeah. Well, that's America's gun, uh-huh. Somebody said on an NRA meme.
Maybe he's an actor. You think he's an actor?
Definitely a crisis actor. Nothing to see here. But if you look over here, no, never mind.
Yes. Yes.
You got to look at things. You have to look at things.
Smoky mirrors, baby.
And other things. And of course, don't forget other things. Because, yeah.
Yep. Big.
Originally, I'd had a Danish.
Yeah, how was she?
No. For the opening, I had a Dutch ska band. So I'll save that for Friday.
Oh,
but
cool.
I took a nap, and when I woke up, they said that the guy that gave the porn lady the money got busted by the FBI. Man, when the FBI comes in your crib looking for shit, you're fucked. You're fucking fucked, dude.
Yeah.
These guys, they're not, they don't play games, man. It's fucking J. Edgar Hoover and shit, man.
Ah, Hoover, man.
Goddamn, man, fucking Efren Zimbalist Jr. comes in there. You're gonna think it's a picnic? No, not a picnic.
Uh-uh.
From Zimbalist Jr. and he's got a warrant. So hey, yeah, okay, I know your pirated music. Cake says. I have to ditch all those CDs, or they'll send me to the big house. Yeah. Yeah, well.
Imagine you in the cell with these murderers and father rapers. They say, "What do you went for?" You say, "Well, I pirated some singing cabby songs." I illegally played Tiny Tim on a podcast.
Oh man, that'll get you every time, man. You know. Gee Louise. Strange and wonderful stuff.
You gotta love it.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Yeah, that's my two things, man. I wanted to stay out of the military and I wanted to stay out of jail. And I so far, so good. I think I got the military thing fixed, you know. I just thought, I had this thought. This guy in the White House now, he's probably going to be our last draft-dodging president.
Yeah.
Because Obama is like our age, so he didn't get, there was no draft, so he didn't dodge.
There was, but they didn't.
This guy dodged.
Yeah.
What? No.
Well, there was, but they didn't actually use it. I mean, you got to register.
Oh yeah, Selective Service, but there's no active draft. So,
nope.
So it could end up in history that you got Clinton and Bobo are the only two draft dodging presidents in the history.
Well, Bernie might show up again, man. And a Walker. He might run again.
Well, I was gonna say W. Bush too, kind of. Like, his dad got him into the sweetheart deal with the National Guard, and he never showed up. So, technically, he's kind of a draft dodger, too. Yeah, he's kind of a draft dodger.
Smoking marijuana.
Oh, and there we are. It's time for the Ted portion of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Ted!
This is where we let Ted out. Oh, and I think our old pal G.T. Trenton's on the line, man. So we'll let him. As soon as I let Ted out, I'll let him in.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Here we go.
GT scratching at your door.
There you go, pal. It's kind of chilly out there, man. I'm ready for this. Ready for some warm weather, man.
What we all?
70s, they said. All right. We're back. Our front as well.
Remember, the number to call is BR549.
Phone and hold.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, is this GT Trenton?
GT
Yes, it is. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, brother?
Arf, arf, arf. There you go. Emerald
right.
Dog.
Cool.
Real dog. He's dog.
Strongest man on the internet.
You got that.
Right now, that. No. I got a cold again.
He's done. He's done.
I will put you down.
Yeah.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
Kick that cold ass, GTO.
Can't keep a good man down.
Kick his ass.
Yeah.
I think I ate some tainted cookies.
Jump from the top rope. Bam. The top rope and then chew the turnbuckle just so they know. What the fuck with you, man?
Okay,
remember that? Who's the guy? George the Animal Steel used to he'd dig his teeth into the turnbuckle and rip it apart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Classics.
And he had a green tongue. And he was hairier than I am.
He was a hairy man. That's why they called him the animal.
Man. Yeah, well. Believe it or not, he was hairier than I am.
I don't know how hairy you are, dude. I really haven't.
I'm making a comment, Bubba. Think about it.
I haven't seen your nudes yet, but. Hey, send him along, man.
I keep telling him that one month.
All right. Well, Ted's a hairy guy, he's covered with fur.
Ted.
This guy.
Pet your dog.
Well, no, you got to let him out and everything and pay attention because if you don't, he'll stand at the door, he'll bark a couple times, and then he'll say, fuck you, I'm just going to piss right here. And then he'll just, you know, then you've got Lake Ted to clean up. It's no fun.
That's what I do.
How you doing, buddy? You good? Good. All right, I think Ted's good. Well, he might sit out here and bark for a while. He does that sometimes for laughs. We'll see. So how's things going with you, GT?
Well, I guess
I have
a cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
How was the weather today out there in Indiana?
Well, believe it or not, we had a lot of snow on the ground, and by noon it was all gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds like Philly.
We were having that kind of shite, too. We were dusting the other day.
We've been having that for about 5 years.
Winter does not want to die this year, man. It's like struggling the death throes.
Nope.
Are you going to whine some more, Ted? Don't. Cause,
nope.
You know, that's kind of old, dude. Plus, the 3 minutes is coming up.
Hey!
Yeah.
You know, if I don't show up, you can always play a karaoke or the other one early.
The yodel. Oh, you're not going to want to miss the yodel tonight. You're not going to want
to
miss
the yodel.
Yodel.
If it's dedicated
oh, my
to you,
God.
Man, it's dedicated to
if
you.
If it's not Weird Al.
It's the Big Mamu.
Is
what it is. I can't find anything.
Weird Fletcher.
Fletcher Bissell the third. Absolutely. Here we go.
The third.
All right, well, everybody, there's a quickie dedicated to everyone's favorite team.
Go, team. Go, team. Go, team. Tell me your team right now.
Champions. That's what they should play at these sporting events. We are the champions. Fuck that.
I'm right
Go
with
team.
You. I am right with you.
Uh-huh.
Sir. I'm right with you.
Art Paul.
We need more Art Paul in our lives, man.
Art Paul is God.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but
I pray at the altar of Art Paul.
He's a guy. He's a guy that does stuff.
Fuck classic.
Yeah. We could have had him for
Art
3 minutes tonight. He's a good three minutes guy. Now I'm kind of intimidated though, man, because Derek K show here.
You should.
Holy shit, man.
You should. I would be if I were you.
Oh no. Wait. There we go. 3 minutes, you'll never get back. I forgot, man. That's cool. Everything's good.
Oh,
I'm going to play this one. I got one that I haven't played. It's been sitting there for a long, long time. If you look at that, and then you'll see, if you look at this, and look at other things, you have to look at them. Look at things. I have no idea what this is. It could be pornographic. Could be offensive. I probably not safe for work. NSFW for you guys that only know initials of things. And if you look at the initials, they'll tell you that it's not safe for work. So, with that said, it's probably offensive. I don't know. Probably. Or probably.
Nah.
I don't know.
Nah. We never played it.
Probably. No. No. I don't think it's offensive.
Nah.
I think it's probably 3 minutes. We'll never get back.
Hey baby, wake up from your sleep. We have arrived onto the future and the whole world is become electronic.
Supersonic, supersonic, electronic. Hey baby, ride with me away. We doesn't have much time. My blue jeans is tight, so onto my love rocket climb. Inside tank of fuel is not fuel, but love. Above us, there is nothing above, but the stars above. Fly away in my space rocket. You no need put money in my pocket. The door is closed, I just lock it. I put my glow plug in your socket.
The sun is sky is bright like fire.
You and me get higher and higher. Stop us is flat tire. Hey love crusader, I want to be your space invader. For you I would descend the deepest moon crater. I is more stronger than Darth Vader. Obey me, I is your new dictator. For you is Venus, I am Mars. With you I is more richer than all the stars. Make a wishes on a shooting stars. Then for you I will play on my cosmic guitar.
Fasten your belt, we have commenced our descent. I trust you enjoy this flight as much as you enjoy this accent.
Now back on Earth, it's time for downsplash. Into sea of eternal glory my spaceship crash. People have arrived for to cheer me from near and far. And as I float, I open door and shout, I am world's biggest, washed up superstar.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
I'm on the highway to hell.
Yes.
All righty. Well,
okay. All right. I dug that.
Derek gave it a 4-4.
Okay. All right.
I have no idea what that means. I have no idea what that means.
But it's up there. It's up there.
But it sounds good. I'll take
it. 1 to 4.5. That's what it goes to. 1 to 4.5. That's good.
Oh.
That's up there, baby. That's up there.
We'll end with that story. Here's a weird thing. I think we talked about this before, but they're saying the Samsung Smart TV.
Yeah.
I know this comes up for me because my son wants me to get a TV in here. And I do want to get some sort of TV I can, you know, Roku or whatever on. But they say this smart TV.
That's good.
You don't want to be, like, discussing private things, Dave, in front of this thing. Because the dot police might hear you. They might. It's 1984. Finally, is a little late, but we're here, man.
Yeah, full power.
Your information goes to two sources. It goes to Samsung and then this company that figures out the voice recognition crapola. And they say they're not going to do anything with any information they might get.
No.
Okay.
No. It's a hobby they have.
We trust them. We trust them.
Not only that, but Samsung. What is that, a Korean company or something? Isn't that foreign? What's that all about?
Here we go. It says if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party. And that's the guys sift through all the information that they collect. So, fun.
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to know all about the Gumbies.
Oh, wow. Man, I don't remember this one. This is a crazy story. Moving on from 1984, how do you guys all feel about that shit, man? You know,
I don't know.
Just be careful. Just watch what you're saying. Watch what you're doing. Don't be stupid. Don't be a smarty.
Come and join the Nazi body. Mm-hmm. So don't tell your TV you want to watch Gazelle.
Gazelle. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
I'd like to read the manuscript they have of me when I'm watching my Japanese porn.
That old lady porn you got, man. The ripples and ripples.
Yeah, ripples and wrinkles. Yeah, yeah. Dan Skippy. That would be interesting to read.
Ride it, Granny.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What about the Japanese cartoon porn?
That ripple. There you go.
Oh, the hentai. Yeah. The hentai. There's a weird story, man. This is kind of cool, but kind of scary, too. There's this guy, and his name was Ken Rex McElroy.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Hey. Uh-huh, cowboy.
And
He's been a cowboy for 25 years.
Well, he lived out there in some town out there in somewhere, Missouri, Skidmore, Missouri. And he was the town bully.
Uh-oh.
All right?
Okay.
Guy rode around his pickup truck just fucking, you know.
Being
a fucking dick. All right? So he made a career out of being a fucking dick. Well, turns out years and years and years later, 30 years after the fact, on July 10th, 1981, group of anonymous people got together and just fucking whacked this piece of shit.
Yeah. Yep. What they did?
Nobody
was
said nothing.
They had a community meeting. And they held like a lottery of who's going to actually have who's going to actually kill him. And they all showed up with guns when he was coming out of the bar. And they shot him. And when the FBI got to that town, the entire town said, "I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. I got
no
nothing."
Knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened a while back. That's cool. I saw a documentary on it. In fact, when the History Channel.
Oh, they were doing history stories and stuff.
Yeah,
man, that's a weird.
Stuff.
Is that a wild story, man?
Uh huh.
Everybody, shut the fuck up. Said, nope.
He was a real turnbuckle too, man. He killed an old guy who worked at who ran a hardware store. Beat him to death.
Yeah, got away with it.
And he was relentless, harassing this new couple that just moved into town because they called the cops on his dog barking. You know, they didn't get wind that he was the town bully yet.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't know this guy.
Yeah. They all 86, the good red McElroy.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. I mean, that's kind of cool in a way, but in a way, it makes you scared. You just hope that, it's only done in the name of good and not evil.
Yeah, well, no, I think it's great. Great.
The mob mentality can get out of hand, you know.
Yeah, well, they seem to know what they were doing. I like it. In fact, the whole town stuck to their guns there. I don't know what.
Yeah. Man. Indicted 21 times for shit. Crimes and crap. And he always avoided a conviction. They finally said, all right, enough's enough. Justice. We're taking justice into our own hands.
It got to the point when he goes into the bar, a lot of them left because they don't want to be around him when he got drunk and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine. Piece of shit.
What a dick. Uh-huh.
He said, Hope says that's the Missouri way.
Baby. Yeah, okay.
There you go, man. That's why he's so nice, man. He doesn't want to fucking get whacked.
That's right, you know? Captain Nice.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
I ain't getting whacked.
Yeah.
All right.
Doesn't hurt
that's
to be
pretty
nice
weird
people.
Story, man.
Yeah, I love that. I always did like that story.
Okay, now here's a guy. You gotta see his face. This guy. And this is Yahoo News, so I don't think it's made up completely.
But
look at this guy's mugshot, man. A man in Ohio has been charged with domestic violence after allegedly attacking a woman with pizza. they were called to a home southeast of Cleveland. It was a domestic violence report, and you could hear the yelling. Man was obviously intoxicated, screaming and belligerent. At one point, he hit the woman in the face with a pizza.
Oh, Jesus. What, a hot pizza?
And,
what a jerk-off.
Yeah, and later they punched the dashboard repeatedly and kicked the door when exiting the car. I guess they were in the car when he hit her in the face. But that's bad form, man.
But look at that mugshot.
I know. He had a... he was having a bad night, man.
Oh, I got to say that. I got a Grenache tap for something. Someone give me a... somebody give me a caption. We're holding a caption contest by the end of the show. Someone give it to
me. The pizza's here. There he is. Mark Zuckerberg admits Facebook reads all your private messages and messenger texts.
Yeah.
So, like, you're having private conversations on there. And that's a thing. Isn't that creepy? I always thought that was creepy, and that's why I never really say anything. It could be, incriminating on an instant message because... you can't erase them, man. They're there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, man. And they can go in there and read that shit. You're fucked.
Yep.
So, saying, man.
Yep.
Dumbasses.
Can't do it. I don't even trust the email ones. Don't trust the phones. You gotta be face to face with talking to somebody about anything that has anything to do with anything.
Unless you're Minsk from Pinsk. Over here.
Minsk from Pinsk.
When you look at the private messages, and then you look at the emails and the TV that's looking at it, and then you look at the TV, the Samsung, and then
you look at the
1984. But don't look over that. Don't look over there at the porn star shit.
George
that's
knew.
Not
George
the
knew.
Nope. All right. We're going to do that one later.
Hey, help me out here. Why is that illegal that the president bopped the...
Oh, what's
the
deal on that?
Star. Is it because he lied about it?
No. It's the
payment.
It's the payment from the lawyer because they're finding evidence that money was paid back by the campaign for presidency.
Yeah, okay.
And that is a huge violation of campaign laws. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
I need help with that one. I didn't understand.
Yeah, because everybody's free to bop porn stars, man. There's no harm, no foul there.
Uh-huh. Kobe Ty.
Just don't pay him off with your campaign funds, man. That's it. I mean, these guys are not very... they don't think this stuff through, man. That's the deal.
Yeah,
all right.
Multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
Fire detectors.
What's that?
And fuck fire protectors, fire alarms. I don't need those. They're sprinklers.
Oh man, he lobbied against.
Yes.
He lobbied against sprinkler systems.
Oh, this guy's got to go.
Want those? Oh, well.
Don't let the Covici hit you in the ass.
Yeah. Well, his buddy, he's buddies with the MyPillow guy. You seen the MyPillow? Are you sick of the MyPillow?
Yes.
Is everybody fucking... I got to do something. We'll fuck him up Friday. Note to self. Fuck up the MyPillow guy commercial.
Yeah.
My dear Facebook friend... my dear Facebook friend passed away today there. What's his head there? His name's going out of my brain. Anyway, he did the original commercial with opening up the medicine chest and seeing the next door neighbor looking through Chuck McCann.
Yeah.
Hi, guy. You know, through the thing. And
MyPillow
guy ripped that off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was him. He was the guy in the thing, and with the right guard.
Guy. Is he doing a parody of it? Because
it's not a parody.
Not a
he's ripoff. Just stole it. He just stole it.
I don't know about
he just
that.
Stole
man.
It.
It might be. I don't know. It might be a parody of it.
You got to.
Because why
you
else
see
would a pillow
commercial?
Guy be in a medicine cabinet?
Chuck
McCann's one made sense. It was mouthwash or something.
Yeah, that's why this doesn't make. It's just that he doesn't get the joke of the original, really, or something.
I don't know.
Anyway, he's getting sued.
No,
because he's getting sued because these pillows aren't shit. They're fucking... They're worthless, man. They're not... None of the... He has all kinds... He's fined $1 million for deceptive advertising practices. Charges leveled by prosecutors in 9 California counties.
Jesus
all kind of lawsuit. Lawsuits aplenty.
No,
he's rated F by the Better Business Bureau. Okay.
Holy
this guy is not. Yeah. Yeah. My pillow.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, for an extra fee, you can get two of them. That's the beauty of that. You know.
He spent 5 to 7 years making this pillow.
And now you can get 4 pillows.
My pillow is a sham. But get it? A sham.
Well, you could get 2 regular pillows and you get 2 travel.
Yeah, there you
go. Oh, the travel pillow. I saw that, yeah. The travel pillow.
Woody did a good spoof on that medicine cabinet joke.
Who did? Oh, yeah.
It's Sleeper.
Yeah.
But it was electronic.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
He was.
Yeah. Yep. But that was, man, that was such a big, that commercial with the medicine chest was huge when it came out, man.
Yeah, it was.
I remember my folks and everybody talking about, oh, that's so funny. Do you see the guy comes through the thing and he's coming out of the medicine chest? Big old Chuck McCann. Rest in peace, man. Funny man and a good-hearted man.
Uh-huh. I wish I had one
and,
with my nice-looking neighbor. My hot little neighbor that
goes. Yeah, I know. Like some chick with big boobs.
I'd reach over there and pop
the
door open.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now we're gonna end on this story. A man's personal body part gets stuck in LA bench. Oh boy.
Oh.
It's one of these old guys, man. Like 70 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he had a personal body part,
baby.
In quotes, stuck between slats of a park bench.
Ow.
Maybe he was just testing it.
testing
long
it.
Ball Larry, man. Them things, they dropped
long
out of his shorts and fucking went down a slot there, and then he couldn't get them back out. Oh, that's got to be annoying. That's got to be not.
And a wee bit embarrassing at the whole fire department.
I was going to say, a little embarrassing.
Circular tools.
Yeah. Firefighters quickly freed the man from the bench. Yeah, he was. There you go.
Huh?
He was nuts.
Don't stop me.
Thank you.
back to our show.
We were at a party. Hey, dear love fell in the deep. Someone reached in and grabbed it. It was a rock.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Absolutely. Right. Trip, triple, right. Man. Oh. Hey, you know who's coming next Monday? Why we won't be on the air?
We invite you to spend another educational session with the idol of the nation's youngsters, Mr. Science.
The idol of the nation's Mr. youngsters Science. Will be here.
Yep. Mr. Science.
So anyway, that song was a demo of Rock Lobster by the B-52s, right?
Yeah.
And that song, that particular version of that song, is almost single-handedly responsible for John Lennon coming out of semi-retirement and making his last album.
Do tell. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was playing in a club, and Lennon came in, and he heard it, and he said,
uh-huh.
Oh, by God, they're doing Yoko now. He says, we got to go back.
There you go.
You know. And he ran in the studio and they made the album with, went back and forth with Yoko. Well, it turns out he meets the B-52s and they said, oh, yeah, we were totally inspired by Yoko Ono to write that song.
There you have it. Shit.
Crazy, man.
There you go.
That's something.
That is nuts.
That is a weird, wild, rock and roll legendary story.
And then someone shot his ass.
And then they, then he came back, got back in the new, and then he got shot.
There you go.
For his trouble.
They can't all end well.
Man.
That's it, man.
Yep. And
well,
then,
you know
and then you read Catcher in the Rye.
Technically, didn't Yoko Ono inspire us to do Possum Hour, really, when you think about it?
Well, in a way. She was one of the founding mothers, yeah.
Sure. She inspired the...
Okay, well, real quick, here's 8 little known laws you may have broken. You ready?
Lay it on us, man.
1, singing happy birthday. We just do it. We do it all the time over here in the Possum Hour.
Uh-huh.
We are fucking... We could get sued for this. The ruling on the copyright didn't put the song in public domain yet, so it's entirely possible somebody could come out of the woodwork and sue over Happy Birthday. Huh?
You mean that the Hill Sisters are getting paid every time Happy Birthday's played on the on a movie or a TV show?
They used to be, but there was a 2015 landmark ruling declared that the organization that claimed to own the copyright didn't actually own that copyright and could no longer pursue legal actions against those who sang it. But they didn't say that it was public domain, so who knows? One of the relatives of the sisters could come out of the woodwork. And
oh, yeah. The non-creative relatives are the ones that's trying to grab fucking money. There you go.
Yeah.
That's,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
For nothing.
They don't do anything.
You know,
they're sitting on their fucking asses and try to collect off Aunt Patty.
Schmuck
fucking Aunt Patty.
Schmuck all this. All right. Now, so I'm guilty of that one. Number 2. I'm the tour. I'm in the damn post office for this one.
Oh,
dude. Carrying a permanent marker can be illegal. Carrying a permanent marker.
Oh, come on.
And it's so the authorities can ban, because they, you know, graffiti laws.
Yeah.
Almost every state in the U.S. has anti-graffiti laws on the books that prohibit carrying a permanent marker in a public space.
That's fucked up.
So if that's in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
If that's in Ohio, uh-oh. All right, now here's one I agree with.
Hey, wait a minute. I hope they don't have that.
Okay.
I hope they don't have that law in Canada, because Sweet Alice wrote our names on the bathroom wall.
Oh, that's right, man.
Yeah.
Hey, watch out, Ope. Ope's got a Sharpie. Everybody watch out, man.
Uh-oh.
We'll be packing those Sharpies.
Huh?
Lock him up. See, man, you see this? All right. Now, this one I agree with. I totally agree with this. showing off your American pride. Ah, you probably already know that it's illegal to burn the flag, step on a flag, or in any other way disrespect the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Did you also know it's a no-no to wear it? Okay, U.S. Code Title 4, Chapter 1 through 8. The flag should never be used as clothing, apparel, bedding, or drapery. Bing! So if you're wearing an American flag T-shirt, you're disrespecting our flag.
Yep.
Bang!
I have
when I was a kid, I had
a U.S. flag.
I had the Chuck Taylor red, white, and you know stripes and stars when I was like in sixth grade, and they made me go home.
Christ, man, you're a fucking asshole.
Go home.
That's three for you so far, Commodore. Jesus
I know. But I don't do it anymore. I learned my lesson. I had to go home.
All of our troops that wear the flag.
Well, you can wear it as a patch on a shoulder. You can wear it as a patch. But they don't want you, like, having a whole shirt that's like looks like a flag. It looks like it's made out of a flag, you know. That's uncool.
Exactly. Well, I got one.
You can make these confessions, but, you know, make them before you buy that Samsung television set.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, get it out now.
You.
Hey. No one listens to this show.
Here we go. Playing a long bingo game. Very, very bad. Very, very bad. The rules are you can operate no more than twice a week, with games being 48 hours apart and no longer than 5 hours per session. So if you're at a bingo game that's longer than 5 hours, you are breaking the law. And I never played public bingo in my life, so I'm clean on that one. Clean.
Well, you'll be sharing a cell with about 60 blue-haired old ladies because of that marker you carry.
Now, this one's totally fucking unfair, man. What are you supposed to do? Walking home from a bar, walking home drunk, is illegal. What are you supposed to fucking do?
Ooh. Yeah.
Call a cab.
I guess all you can do is call a cab, yeah. That's your only choice when you leave a bar is to call a cab, because if you get in your car, of course, that's bad.
That's fucked up.
Now you walk down the street, you're fucked.
God, I walked home drunk for 30 fucking years.
Yeah.
And
here's another one.
Sitting
on the sidewalk, and a lot of you're loitering. You can't sit on a sidewalk. Here's a weird one. It says connecting to Wi-Fi networks without permission. Of course, that makes sense. But the last one, not using your real name online, using a pseudonym. How do you feel about that, Professor R.J. Gumby?
I think these people who use pseudonyms should be arrested, Commodore Decker. They should be arrested.
Lock them up.
Lock them up.
Well, we'll get the group in the Possum Lounge. We got the one called Magic, and we got one called Cake. Seriously, ladies, though.
What are you insinuating, sir? What are you insinuating?
I think so.
Oh, hang on, man. Oh yeah, man. It's yodeling time.
Get a rope with
me.
Oh, I know a lot of people who worry night and day. I'll tell you folks, don't worry, 'cause really it don't pay. It'll take your wealth, it'll ruin your health, it'll make you look a fright. I know a cure for those blues will make you feel alright. All you gotta do when you're feeling blue, the O-L-O-D-A, all you gotta say to drive the blues away. All the time when I'm blue, I yodel leaves me feeling fine. Take my advice and see how nice it is to fret no more. When you're done, you'll find the sun is shining in your door. Oh, all you got to do when you're feeling blue, all you got to say to drive the blues away, oh, like the Swiss and never miss, just yodel loud and high. When you're done, you'll find you'll have a twinkle in your eye. All you gotta do when you're feeling blue, all you gotta say to drive the blues away,
I believe it. I believe it.
Did you teach that?
Okay, yeah, there you go.
He hung in there, man. He made it.
He's a closet Yodel fan. Admit it.
Yeah,
come
you know it. I know it. The American people know it. Bob Bull knows
That's
it.
That's right.
He'll tell you.
That's right. He knows it all.
Good thing I have a gag bag next to me.
Man. I had a puke-related incident last week. It was so fucked up. I don't know why I'm sharing this.
Okay.
But like, I woke up, I got like nauseous, and you know, I'm like, oh geez. And like, I do that a lot, but I never puke. And I just like, man, it went over the top, and I went blah, but there was nothing to blah. It was just
tainted cookies. You had tainted cookies.
It was just up chuck with no chuck, just up. No chuck.
Dry heave. That's scotch.
All it was kind of like dry heave. Yeah, it was a dry heave. I mean, all I had in there was like a sip of water. That didn't even come up, man. That was absorbed by my... Something's wrong with me, man. You know what's wrong with me? I'm 57 fucking years old.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I remember back
I've outlived my father. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've outlived my dad, man. You know?
Uh-huh. You and I both.
You know.
Wow, what are you
yeah, man. Beats the alternative. Suckers are in the ground, and we're up here laughing at them, smoking cigars and drinking scotch, but not necessarily together. Yeah.
Yes.
And tequila. Tonight... I have natties. Nothing fancy, just natties over here.
Water. I just finished
I didn't
my
talk
coffee.
Too much about Upchuck, man. I just a little touched on Chuck.
Just a little Upchuck.
Hey, earlier today, I posted a really cool pizza.
Pizza, yeah.
Pizza?
Yeah, it's on my page. It's a vegetable pizza.
Vegetable
oh, I saw
pizza.
That. That looks weird, man. That looks weird.
All right. All right, what's in it? What's on it? Sounds good.
It's just vegetables.
Well,
there's no meat.
Well,
there's
meat cauliflower, there. Broccoli, carrot.
Natty.
Ranch dressing.
What are...
I know. Ranch dressing.
I love...
It was called
like
a ranch
spinach.
Pizza, ranch veggie pizza or something, man.
I don't even know
if it qualifies
veggie
as a pizza.
Pizza,
though. Look good, though.
Spinach.
I don't know if it qualifies
no
as a pizza.
No tomato sauce.
Yeah,
tomato
you got
tomato
sauce. Got us some
cheese. I mean, they were in high school.
Pepperoni.
What's that?
Mushroom. I like mushroom.
No.
You know
what
sausage,
I like? White
Italian sausage.
White pizza with black olives. That's my favorite.
Black olives.
Yep.
Ricotta cheese.
Pizza,
come on.
Yes.
Get
yes.
Some love.
White pizza. Lots of cheese.
Nice.
What about green olives?
And garlic.
Green olives. You know what? I don't know if I've ever had green olives on a pizza.
Nah, neither have I. I don't know. Do they do it? Do they put green
yes,
olives?
Yes, they do.
I don't know.
Do they? I guess
oh,
they
black
put
olives, man.
On it.
Lady, I made pizzas for a living once.
Yeah?
All yeah, right. The worst thing to put on it is anchovies.
I like pizza with Pez candy on it. Pizza with Pez candy. That's my favorite.
Pez candy and anchovies. There you go.
There you go.
Energize! Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Show business bailed out on us. So.
Okay.
Just us.
And I get out a good joke too late in the chat room because my dopey on-screen keyboards, I still haven't fixed the other five keys.
Ah, you get laid on me, man.
There you go.
What was it? I missed. I'm out of the chat, man. I'm not connected.
Well, no, you said that was half man, half biscuit. I said, which half of your butter?
Get out of here with that wit.
Yeah,
you witty bastard.
Maybe it was worth waiting.
Hey, you witty son of a bitch. Yeah, good, not a good. Is that the five factor? Is that the five factor? We got a five factor on that?
Yeah, I got. Well, I thought I had five, but I called the Derek and Kay show because I had to explain to them about my keyboard.
The letters were all fucked up and everything.
See,
when I put the on-screen keyboard up, it blocks the whole chat room. And it's sensitive. Like, I'm running my cursor over these letters, and it's picking them up. So when I take the on-screen off to see what I've written, it's all fucking gibberish. And Kay was getting annoyed with that. So I had to call in and explain.
That's some weird, wild shit. Don't ask me, man. Don't ask me. I'm just trying to I'm trying to stay alive over here, man, with technology. So I'm crashing in on it.
Well, you know what I did with the novel I'm writing? I set it in 1978 because I don't know diddly dick about what's going on with this technology. It's in 1978.
See, there you go. There you go. Write what you know, man. Because that's the thing. We've gone over that before. You know, you watch an episode of the Rockford Files, and you're like, well, there wouldn't even be a fucking show if we had cell phones here. You know?
Yes.
Rockford can't get to the phone.
Yeah. Or how difficult is it now to rob a bank or to kill somebody when there's surveillance cameras that will catch your car going to the office or whatever?
Again, and do anything. I mean, there's surveillance cameras everywhere. I saw a murder Hawaii 50. Yeah, I saw a Hawaii 50, and this guy kills somebody in a parking garage and walks away and drives off. Totally get away with it. Not today. They got surveillance cameras everywhere. So
even if the surveillance camera wasn't in the spot where you killed that person, they could still get it from all the street lights you coming up in a car or something.
From that time, you know, time of death and all the cars. You know, what the fuck, man? There's no... You can run, but you can't hide, man. Big Brother is on it.
That's what
it
I mean.
Flies on a ribbon.
Crime writers must be banging their head against the wall trying to write this, you know.
They probably have to be young and have technical assistance to help them out with the tech. I would think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Robert Ludlum's dead anyway, so, you know, it don't matter.
Yeah, it's always the Dutch. Pushing up daisies. What the hell? Are they any good that crime writer's still alive? I don't know.
Yeah.
But Dutch's father was dead. His Elmore Leonard's stories were always simple, and that's what I loved about it. It was simple stories with great characters.
Yeah.
He was a
you just have
writer.
To, man, I mean, you'd really, it'd be really hard to avoid technology.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. So I picked 1978,
so
fuck it.
There you go, man. I like it. I like it a lot.
Lemon curry?
Lemon curry?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You are correct, sir.
Which is not actually Ed McMahon, but the great...
Over exaggerated Ed McMahon. I like it.
Yeah. Phil Hartman.
This show was dedicated to Chuck McCann. He was a funny
Chuck
guy.
Chuck McCann. And a good man. Very nice person. His posts on Facebook were always very kind and just gentle humor. In fact, he was in the Aristocrats. That foul.
Oh, was he? Was he?
The foul movie with all the crap, and his was the most clean of all of them, and it was kind of refreshing in the middle of this shit slinging fest.
Exactly.
Who?
Is Derek still listening? Because he's making comments he made a couple of comments on this. There you go.
I don't know.
He said you buttered both. I don't know. He can't be listening, is he? Do you want any kind of line?
Oh, you butter both with the half, half man, half biscuit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, he's just still in the lounge, but he's not listening. Now,
yeah.
He's not on the line?
Nah. He can't. No.
Okay.
No. That's just us.
Okay. But he's still in the chat. Weird shit.
Well, he just probably, maybe he went, he's went to the bathroom, realized he had to take a shit, and he didn't turn off the chat room before he left. So he's in there reading the National Geographic, and one thing leads to another, and we might not see it for a while. Yeah, yeah. That's always
Uncle
my downfall.
John's weird facts.
I have fucking three or four of those in the can. I swear to God.
See, Gumby don't forget. Gumby doesn't forget.
Yeah. Well, you still got brain cells, man. Man, number one, son, he's not doing no drugs or alcohol or nothing, man.
No shit.
He's a total sober fucking dude, man. I said,
dude,
you're fucking...
At a young age, too.
Jeez, he's gonna like... He could be dangerous. That brain firing all pistons.
Good deal.
Look out, man. So I was encouraging him. I'm like, that's cool, man. You know, proud of you.
Yeah. It's not easy to do.
Certainly. No.
What is he really?
Been
30?
Like, yeah. He's gonna be 35 this next month.
Yeah.
35. Sheesh. I can't. That's just not. That's,
you're an old man, Decker. What can I say? You're an old man.
I was a child when I had my child. I was only 21 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's no evidence of that now. You're walking around dry heaving.
Bent over and spitting. That's another thing. When I get up in the morning, I expectorate for like a half hour.
Yeah.
Coughing and spitting and spitting and coughing and sneezing
that
and
shit.
Blowing my nose. I just got all kind of fucking sinus shit going on. And I never had problems with this stuff, but falling apart.
Well, they say
man.
You can get that at any time. Sinus problems, you can get it at any time.
Yeah, it's not allergies or anything. It's just... Huh? I don't know. I don't think it's allergies. Maybe it is. Who knows?
It could be.
I haven't
like
had a check.
You know? I don't have them, but my brother
and it's and it's
do.
Nothing that you know. It's just slightly annoying. It's not. You know. It doesn't alarm me that I want to get it checked out. It's just like, man, every morning. You know.
It's like
fucking you're sound like
day.
Some old guy. I sound like an old man. And I don't like it. Fucking shit. Like, what if I conned some young girl into staying the night and, you know, she's sleeping there, you know, because I've given her a good drubbing and then I have to get up in the morning and I'm in the bathroom, you know. You know, like fucking grandpa. That'll be sexy.
Does your crib have an old man smell yet?
I don't know.
Smell?
I don't know. You can't smell it yourself, you know.
That's true. That's true.
Probably. I don't know. Bad. It's hell in a handbasket, man.
Yeah, we're just
doing time, man. It's the clock.
Right.
We're watching letting the clock run out over here, boss. You know.
That's it.
Right. Try to get to the end zone without being a burden on anybody and, you know, call it a day. All right. What do you think? Give Tommy the, hit Tommy with the magic twanger.
Poke me
in the ass. All right. Well, another good show. The fivefecta is what we got going
on. Fun time. Yeah,
that's
it was
five.
Good.
That's five in a row. Five.
Yeah.
Great shit.
Good stuff.
A lot of blues tonight. A lot of blues.
Yes. Even the
Stormy Monday.
Yodel. Even the yodel.
Yeah. Well, it's the anti-blues, but yeah.
Okay.
And the inspiration for the opener was my little sister posted happy Stormy Monday. You know, because of the. And I'm going to see her Wednesday night.
Fan.
I'm going to see her Wednesday night.
Okay.
Dayton, Ohio, man. Yes, and Stormy Daniels on the bill. It's going to be great.
No, I mean Bucky Strum. Is it going to be Bucky Strum or just however in that
no,
regular band?
No, it's
going to
be I can't think of the gal's name. Her last name's Cohn. She's a clarinetist. So I'm thinking
oh, nice.
It might be
nice.
Some of the Klezma band. I love the Klezma.
Oh, okay.
You know, because
cool.
the clarinet is kind of the leader of the Klezma band. So.
I have your sister Instagram. That posts a lot of good shit.
Oh, I got to get on that one. Like, people say you got to get on the Instagram with your
I like it.
Business.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh,
jeez. But post one of those pictures on Instagram. You should.
Jeez. Another fucking goddamn fucking social media bullshit stealing my identity. Looking in my sock drawer. Where will it all end?
You gotta ride with it, babe. You gotta ride with it. We're all fucked anyway. And we're looking at
don't
a couple
waves.
Of years, us old gazers.
Path
man,
of least
gazers.
Resistance. Waiting for Calgon to take me away. Take it out, everybody!
Good night, everybody!
All right, that time it worked. And good night from NBC News. How's that? Yeah.
That's good. I like it. I like it.
Oh, thank you, thank you. They're still clapping.
Wait, where are you going? I was going to make espresso.